This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's board of directors did not vote Tuesday night on a controversial rule change that advocates say targets homeless people. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The rule change would ban passengers from riding indefinitely after their fares expire. But RTD board leaders have postponed a vote on the change. That's after pushback from nonprofits that serve people experiencing homelessness. And after the shooting death of the son of RTD's chief of police, himself a police officer in Philadelphia. The board will now vote on the rule change in June. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The mountain town of Crested Butte is considering legal action against the U.S. Postal Service. CPR's Dina Sieg reports six other communities have joined the effort.
Crested Butte has retained a law firm to explore a possible lawsuit for what it calls the breakdown in postal service. Town manager Dara McDonald says in her town, people can wait for hours at the post office, and that in other rural communities, residents are experiencing long delays receiving vital mail, including Social Security checks.
Things like that are very time sensitive, and they just go into a black hole at the post office. You don't receive them for weeks.
The legal effort is backed by Avon, Buena Vista, Parachute, Silverthorne, Snowmass Village, and Steamboat Springs. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
First-year teachers in Westminster Public Schools will be the highest paid in the state under a tentative agreement between the district and the teachers' union. The contract gives starting teachers a salary of nearly $61,000. That compares to around $50,000 for first-year teachers in Denver, the state's largest school district. In Westminster, the new contract also gives teachers a 3% pay raise. This is CPR News and KRCC.